So are we going to be recording us, or did we decide on that?
Mic'd Up Sports is back.
It's back with the fuzziest intro ever.
If I'm being honest, I was hitting pause and it wouldn't pause.
That's the coronavirus intro right there.
We faded out too. We could have done that a lot better.
Even Sandstorm caught it.
Exactly.
Welcome out to the Mic'd Up 2020 draft special. We've got some guests here. We've got
exciting guests.
Exciting guests, yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah.
We needed some extra wisdom on the mics for this special event. Mike, would you like to introduce our first guest?
Yeah, in order to bring a little more intrigue to our draft chat, last time when we did it was just me and you in my basement, I think.
So that's the usual location, yeah.
We need some extra help. So Mike and I talked, and I thought of a good guy to bring on because he's got great knowledge of NFL football and football in general. It's Jake Mortimer. Jake, you want to say hi to the guests, or hi to the listeners, I should say.
What's up? Glad to be here.
You know what I like about Jake, too, is that he's a trenches guy. We haven't really had – you've kind of advanced out of the trench guy mode. It's good to get a good trench guy back on the podcast.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, man. I take that quite personal, Mike.
I was about to say, be careful. You might find a fence.
I think he's lost his trench edge. He's looking at too much now.
That's right.
Our second guest is TJ Jacobson. He's got a great last name. Very good look.
Any relation? Any relation there?
You know, somewhere down the line, I think, there might be some distant relative status. It's my brother, TJ. He's got the Inside My Head podcast, shares his football knowledge. You can't tell what his favorite team is. Maybe he can tell you.
Yeah, I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm from Philly. So
big Wentz guy.
Yeah,
big Wentz guy. You know, Donovan McNabb was my favorite player, so yeah. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Yeah, the Jacobson family, we believe only in Cowboys football. It's been that faith.
That's the guy wearing a Tom Brady jersey.
He's got a Tom crush.
I do have a Tom crush. So what we've got going today for everyone is a mock draft special. We've divided up the teams. Everybody, except for me, of course, has got their favorite team on their list, which Jake, what's your squad?
I'm a Titans fan. Through and through. Fell in love with Eddie George, Steve McNair back in the day. And
nice.
Never looked back, even though I wanted to a lot of times for a lot of those years.
That's awesome.
Jake actually went to the Fire game this year.
I did. They retired those Eddie George's and Steve McNair's numbers. And I went to that game, and the pyrotechnic machine blew up, like, probably 50 yards from us.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, that's a unique game to go to for sure.
That team was awesome. That team really was awesome. I mean, not even just a Music City Miracle, but just that team as a whole, and some Utah love with Kevin Dyson.
Oh, yeah.
Javon Curse, the freak, who's one of the most underrated pass rushers of all time.
Oh, yeah. Kirsch is the man.
Yeah.
But good stuff from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So TJ is a Cowboys fan. I myself am a Cowboys fan. And then Mike, as our loyal listeners have come to know, is an all-in Rams fan.
Yeah, that's right. The unfortunate thing is, you know, we were like the dynasty – not the dynasty, the franchise to model after, but now everyone's like, is Sean McVay actually a good coach? I don't know if we should really follow that model anymore. Arizona's regretting hiring Cliff Kingsbury because he looks like Sean McVay, you know. it's going throughout the league, but, you know, I'm excited.
Just stole D-Hom.
Yeah, and Todd Gurley's gone now, and it's Cooks. Kind of weird. It's kind of weird. So it's Cooks. Yep, Cooks is gone. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I don't know why they're trading everyone away. I know cap space, but it's not like they have a great draft coming up. They don't have any first-round picks, so, that's, you know, true. Who knows?
Yeah, it might be a little bit tangenty to bring this up, but how do you feel about the Gurley departure?
It's such a double-edged sword because I realize he's not as productive as his contract says he should be right now. And I do think running back life is short in the NFL, and that his knee – I mean, he tore his ACL in college, and it's been jacked up ever since the playoffs of 2 years ago. And I don't think that it's really recovering, and I think that's why they traded him. I think they know something that has not been put into the media, and they realize that he's not ever going to be as healthy as he once was, and that contract is just killing him right now. So I think the move is smart. I wish that he could be back healthy and be good to go, but I just don't think that's a reality. It is kind of – I told my son, and he was sad. He's got a Todd Gurley poster on his wall, so it was rough. Man. It was a little rough to – He's 8.
Oh yeah, he's in the heat of the that's
exactly
his, yeah, that's
so that's his dude. Yeah. So he was really bummed with the news when I brought him that news. He was pretty upset, but we'll get over it. We'll get over it.
What poster are you gonna swap it out for? Like a Ariana Grande poster or?
Yeah, right, man. He's actually his name is Cooper, and he's a big Cooper Cup fan. So I would say that or a Jared Goff because he's the most notable guy because he's the quarterback. But
yeah,
Cup would be pretty cool.
Cup would be awesome. Cool.
I like Cup.
He won me a lot of money in DraftKings over the past couple of years. Yeah.
Well, let's get started with our draft as we go through these. We're going to put people on the clock. You can make trades. You can do whatever a team would normally do on draft day. It's been kind of interesting to field what my personal draft strategy is from this. I don't know if you guys had the same thing where it kind of became apparent pretty quickly what kind of GM you might be.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've really enjoyed it, actually. I've never done anything like this. I'm glad that we're doing it because it kind of opens you up to what their feelings are as GMs, and like it's interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
It's cool to drafting. Oh, sorry, Jake. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just gonna say it's cool to see it from other teams' perspectives. I always just check the Titans, and mostly just care about that. And so to look at it for other teams is cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a hard time not just filling my draft board with just offensive and defensive linemen. I think
you're a big trench guy. He wants to make a point.
Exactly. I got to prove that I'm still a trench guy.
Them hogs.
Them hogs.
Carry the team, man.
I need a war daddy.
Oh, without a doubt.
I need a war daddy.
War daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, the first team actually belongs to me. The Bengals are now on the clock.
And he's going to draft two by watch.
To field offers and figure out what I want to do with this pick.
It's going to be tricky.
Yeah. Well, actually, first pick is in. With the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, Louisiana State University.
Woo!
I know, that was anticlimactic for me. Everyone knows what's going on there, right?
Mike, how did you pick that? That's how did you find that guy?
I looked at the needs, and some were obvious, but I wanted to really look deep at this roster. And, you know, there were some underlying issues at the quarterback position, and that's why I went with Burrow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Even with Baker still on board.
Breaking news, Andy Dalton's just been cut.
that definitely could happen. I like this pick for the Bengals. It's kind of the no-brainer. Obviously not a lot of – there's one solid year from Burrow. There's not a whole lot that you can look at besides that, but that 1 year was amazing. So
really might be the most solid year ever.
Yeah.
It was so dominating.
It's like a Colt Brennan season. Are you kidding me?
At LSU.
Well, it's crazy because really, like, you know, a year prior to all this, like, Joe Burrow wasn't even a thought to, you know.
No, not at all.
It's crazy. But
not at all.
Guy's a stud.
Absolutely.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me get your thoughts one before we move on from Joe Burrow. If you're Joe Burrow, are you a little kind of like hesitant and upset about going to the Bengals? Would you rather go somewhere else?
I think there's definitely worse places to be.
I mean, another orange team.
Yeah.
I was about to say maybe the team in the same state.
Part of it, I don't think the Bengals are what you'd consider a dysfunctional franchise. They haven't been successful, but I don't think they're dysfunctional. You've got pretty decent weapons on the offense. You obviously could use more. Defense is usually pretty decent, so it's not a terrible situation.
Sure. I mean, I guess they've won a couple games in the past with
Tough division though.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They have a tough division.
It's true. Very true.
And Myles Garrett is out there trying to murder quarterbacks, so it's probably not.
Always watch out for him, man. Helmet sling.
He'll be reinstated soon. You don't want to lose your head.
Interesting. They do have weapons, though.
I mean, they do.
If Green can come back any sort of what he was, I mean, Tyler Boyd's a great receiver, too. So.
Yeah. Joe Mixon had a huge back.
And, yeah, Mixon's. And they had a lot of – they put a lot of picks last year into the O-line. They just all got hurt.
Maybe right, it'll be a good situation then.
Who knows?
Not too bad. All right. We're on to our second pick. Let's see here.
Next.
Which is the Washington Redskins. Who's the owner or the GM of the Washington Redskins?
Me here. And I had a good talk with Dan Snyder, and I made sure he wasn't going to screw this up. So it's a no-brainer. You're going Chase Young, Ohio State, to the Redskins.
Chase Young, Ohio State. What do you like about Chase Young?
I mean, there's a lot of hype behind him, but I think overall, like, he's an edge rusher that's like you don't see a lot of people come into the league as like ready as he is, you know. I don't know. He's an animal. I just think it's a no-brainer with him and Sweat on the edges. Like, it makes me worry as a Cowboys fan if, you know, this happens.
You can always bank on the fact that it's the Redskins, though, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Dan Snyder will find a way to
Speaking of dysfunction.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I just – I don't know. As the GM of the Redskins today, I'm going Chase Young. I'm not letting Dan Snyder in this. It's not happening.
I think it's the right pick.
Was there any thought here to try to move down or do you just have the guy you wanted there?
Well, there's a lot of rumors, news is slow right now. So a lot of people have been saying that they're going to not trade, but they're going to take Tua and instead of going Chase Young. And I just, you know, not that I'm sold on Haskins, but like Chase Young's like a generational player. Few things about Tua worries me kind of. And I don't know. I just think it's no brainer in my opinion.
Okay, right on. So we've got two picks in. It's been pretty straightforward so far. The Lions are on the clock. Who's our owner of the Lions?
That's me.
All right. Jake is on the clock. You could take your time if you want to field offers, but if you've got your guy, just go for it.
Well, I am going to – been proposed a trade, and I'm going to accept.
Let's go.
Mike for the fifth pick and then the 39th pick in the second round.
Juice.
Sweet.
Who's trading up?
I am. The Miami Dolphins are trading up.
The Dolphins are trading up to the third pick.
We got to get our guy before anybody else can trade up. Woo! We got to get our guy.
I smell two.
I'm gonna need the full 3 minutes now. Shoot. All right. So for the third pick, Miami traded up. We are going to take Justin Herbert.
Woo!
Okay.
Gonna take him. He's our guy.
I like it.
Splash.
And the reason. Broken. I couldn't do it. The injury is too sketchy on Tua, and so Justin Herbert is the dude. He's got the size. He's a prototype size. He's great in his athleticism. Maybe needs to work on his mechanics and his arms a little bit, but he gets to sit with one of the most veteran quarterbacks in the league with Fitzmagic. So he'll learn some good stuff with him. And I think that Herbert's the dude. He's going to take us, the Miami Dolphins, to the next level.
You know, one of the things that I've kind of heard as a knock on Herbert, and perhaps you can respond to this, is winning against – if you don't dominate your conference as a college player, you're not going to dominate in the NFL. What's your response to that?
You know, I've always gone back and forth with the conference, like dominating conference arguments, because if he was in the Mountain West, where, like, if let's say he played at Utah State, switch those two quarterbacks out, don't you think he'd dominate the Mountain West Conference?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, and so I think that the team around you has a lot more to do with it than just the individual. I think if you look at Joe Burrow, who just went first in our draft, he had like one of the best offensive lines in recent college football history, yeah, and one of the best receiving cores that we've seen in a long time. Yeah. You can't just say like if you put Joe Burrow at Mississippi State, I don't think he does the same thing. I don't even think it's a question. So I don't think that has that. It has a little bit of weight. Can the guy win? And I think obviously Herbert can win. He's won many games in his career. I don't know the exact number, but I don't think that has as much weight as the pure talent of the player. Cause I mean, it's like the reason Alabama quarterbacks, another knock on Tua, is why Alabama quarterbacks never do well in the NFL, is they're used to just dominating the whole time. So a little adversity can be good for the quarterbacks, okay, having to learn how to battle through and fight through and play in games where they may be a little outmatched. I think that's kind of what makes a good NFL quarterback.
Yeah. And you do see a lot of athleticism there that,
yeah,
you might not have from Tua at this point if things don't heal up correctly.
Mm-hmm, I agree. And Tua's a lefty. There's no good lefty quarterback.
Uh-oh.
Is there one at all? Is there even a lefty in the league?
The only one I can think of is Mike Vick from years ago.
Kellen Moore was the last one.
Yeah, but he's an offensive coordinator now.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
He can really use that creativity to call plays, those lefties, you know.
I'm the hefty lefty. That's my nickname.
Oh, are you really a lefty?
Yeah, I am.
Dude, lefties are the worst.
And in baseball, you know, I always wanted to play shortstop, and I never knew why they wouldn't let me when I was younger.
Yeah, you gotta get on that first base, man.
Yep, that's where I always went.
First base or outfield, that's the only place you could put a lefty. Or on the mound, of course.
Yeah. The mound, yeah.
I had some junk on the mound, but yeah.
All right. Well, the pick is in for the Dolphins. Looks like let me adjust it.
Who's up now?
The Lions trade back to 5.
Football Giants.
And pick up a second rounder.
Yes, the 39th pick.
Well played by the GM down there. All right. So next pick, we have the New York Giants. The New York Football Giants.
Yeah. So we're on the clock.
Giants are on the clock. All right. I've looked at some of the things. The Giants are kind of an interesting one. They could go a few different ways. They have needs on defense and offense. So
that they do.
I guess I could probably fill this time with my hatred for the Giants. That would be a good time to throw that out.
Out of the whole NFC East, that's the one?
I don't know. I was actually talking to my wife about it recently, about which team I hate the most, and it's a really hard decision to make.
Well, with the second team being the Eagles, I mean, that's tough. That's the one, though. The Cowboys, Eagles are like, that's the heated one.
Yeah, and they're the biggest threat to the
Who's the Panthers GM real quick?
Panthers GM? Who has the Panthers? Panthers is Mike.
Mike's getting two messages then.
All right. Hold on, guys.
This is Wheeling and Dealing over here. I don't know if I like this. Yeah, I think right now the Eagles are the biggest threat to the Cowboys, so that adds to my hatred for them. But the Packers in recent years have really moved up my list of most hated teams.
Is that because of Dez?
Well, that was part of it, but they just seem to be the team that always knocks the Cowboys out.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't like this little secret meetings going on in the chat. My teams have needs.
Finagling.
Who's on the clock right now? I missed that.
TJ's on the clock with the Giants. Gotcha.
Okay. My headphones went silent for a second, so I missed a whole bunch of that exchange.
You're good. We're doing business right now.
It's kind of like Monopoly. You know how when you play Monopoly with your friends see how you really are with money?
Yeah.
That's how this is. The teams are we're seeing how each other really are with our GM skills.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So how about them big gulps, huh?
Big gulps, huh? See you later.
I really would love to be a fly on the wall in those draft war rooms.
No kidding.
That would be cool. Just to see how much wheeling and dealing really is going on, like how many offers they're offering or turning down and all that, how much really is going on.
I've kind of always wondered what that looks like, if they have people assigned specifically to field calls from different teams or if it's all goes through the same. I mean, five minutes seems like a lot in a format like this, but – in that format, it's not much time at all.
No, I know, especially with all the moving
parts. You
got to
think about everybody around you. You got to think, like, okay, who are they possibly taking? You got people putting up smoke screens, being like, oh, we like this guy, and then they take someone else.
Right.
So I bet it's just nuts.
Well, on that note, the pick is in. The Giants select Hedrick Wills, tackle from Bama.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Not sexy, but
it's smart. That is. That's about as sexy as it gets.
Big, sexy trench pick right there.
Yep. I was trying to trade down with a couple teams, but I'm still happy with this pick, and I think the other teams, you know, stayed smart by staying where they were probably. So
what's the thought on that? You wanted to trade down because you felt like you could get a tackle later?
Yeah, sort of. And just because I think there's a need for the Giants to, like you said, there's linemen down the line, but he's the best lineman in the draft, in my opinion. So it's like it was going to be a win-win, but you could pick up something else, you know, towards the later part of the round in the second round if you get an extra pick.
All right, good stuff. Okay, the Lions are on the clock. Mike,
go
you're not
Lions.
Getting the pick.
Let's
I didn't even notice.
Go Lions.
You're not in much.
Me?
Yeah, you haven't been on in the first four picks.
Not at all, dude. I've been silent over here.
You had to trade into it.
All right. The pick is already in. The pick has been in since this GM knew he was the GM of the Panthers.
All right, we're on the Lions.
Oh, yeah, we're
Sorry, I meant Lions.
Okay.
You know, I've got so many cats.
Do I have the Lions? I think I have the Lions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you traded down. That's right.
Yeah.
So this is actually Jake's pick.
Yep. So we swapped. One, so Jake's pick.
And the pick is in for the Lions.
Ooh.
With the fifth pick, the Lions select Isaiah Simmons, Which I know it's this is best player overall as far as instead of need. I think he's a special player. He's one of the best college football players I've ever seen. And when the stuff he did at the combine just made it even more so. He's an athletic freak. He can almost – he probably could play any position on the defense outside of, like, nose guard and corner. And so I think he's a special guy. I think he's going to be a star. So I would have taken him with the third pick, to be completely honest. I think he's that good.
That's what I was going to ask, is if you didn't get any offers for that pick, you would have felt comfortable taking him there too, huh?
I would have. I think he's that special. I really do. I think he's – I really can't think of seeing a player with his size and athleticism and like versatility, like across the board.
Yeah,
what did he run? He ran like a 4.3 something at like 6.4, 250. That's crazy.
That's insane, man. Could you imagine trying to game plan for a guy like that?
That's what I mean. Oh, and he can rush the passer off the edge. He can rush off the edge. He can play linebacker. He can play safety.
Exactly.
He can guard tight ends.
Exactly.
Yeah, he could be your matchup for Kittle and those guys, Kelsey.
Right.
So I think he's going to be good.
Like it.
You got this frumpy guy trying to block him off the edge. Man, it's rough for a lineman.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Jake, that's a good point. I didn't think of how much it minimizes those matchups you think you have as an offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Where usually you're like, oh – Kittle on a linebacker, we've got it. Kittle on a safety, we've got it. But a guy like Isaiah Simmons, that's that rare combination of size and speed that can fill that matchup.
Yeah, he's something else, man. It'll be cool to see where he goes and what they do with him. He's a special player.
Very nice. All right, well, the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego – are on the clock, and the Chargers have some pretty apparent needs. I'm going to go ahead and sit here and field some offers first, but I think I know what direction I want to go with the Chargers. But I'm willing to speak to GMs about some movement. The Phillip Rivers era is over. Probably reduces the price of family tickets by about 10 children.
What were you guys' thoughts on Phillip Rivers, man, while we're sitting in this awkward silence? Like, were you guys a fan of Phillip Rivers, or what do you guys think about him? I was like, because I didn't watch Chargers games religiously, obviously. I'm not a big other side of town fan, but it seems like every time I tuned into him, he was throwing like a game losing pick.
Yeah, or having a kid.
Yeah, like in any man that has that many children, I don't know, man. Question his judgment a little.
Right?
Because I have two, and, you know, I couldn't even imagine trying to be an NFL quarterback with that many kids.
Yeah, I like the way – I like how passionate he is. I'll give him that. Like, I like that he plays with a passion, you can tell. But if I was a defender, I would, like, want to knock his brains out, like – like, if I was an edge rusher, that would be one of my top like picks to like just lay out.
All right, well, the pick is in for the Los Angeles Chargers. No one came calling.
I thought about it.
Mm-mm. With the sixth pick, the Los Angeles Chargers select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback.
Wow.
Like it.
I think Tua's going to be good.
I don't see the Chargers being bad enough next year to be in the sweepstakes for any of these top quarterbacks next year. So I think you got to grab it while you're there. Tyrod Taylor can be a fill-in while Tua gets healthy. You don't need him right away.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Like, so you'd like fully go like Tyrod that first year as long as you can so he can get healthier, right? Or –
it wouldn't even be as long as they can. I would start their second, third, doesn't matter, quarterback over Tua for the whole first year.
I agree.
Let the kid get right.
Earn another top first-round pick next year.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I just don't see the Chargers with their defense, with some of the weapons that they have on offense. I don't see them being a top 10 pick next year. So you're not going to be in on the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. You're not going to be in on any of those top quarterbacks next year.
Are you worried about his injury at all, though?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously you do worry about the injury. And he's had a few different ones. He's had the hip. He's had an ankle. So you worry about him moving forward, but.
I just have never seen really anybody have that injury. I guess it's more of the unknown for me than anything else. Just, I mean, when's the last time you heard of a dude getting drafted that like had a bad hip injury? You don't hear it very often. Just curious about it.
Yeah, and part of it, like with it being something you don't hear about that often, I assume it's not an injury that ends careers that often either.
Yeah.
So true. I'm happy to go with Tua. Honestly, if him and Herbert were both on the board here, I still would have gone with Tua. I have bigger concerns over Herbert's production against really good defensive teams than I do about the Tua injuries.
Okay.
Well, Tua's injuries really scare me, but at the same time, I agree with your logic where it's like, if you're the Chargers and you have Tyrod Taylor as your starter, bring him in for insurance at least. And, like, you know, if you miss, okay. But still, it's a smart thing to do in this spot, I think.
So why not just take a defender and then tank next year and get Trevor Lawrence? if you're going to waste this year already.
That's what I'm saying, though, Mike. I don't think they're going to be bad enough. I mean, they've got –
really?
They've got a good roster.
They've got Keenan Allen. They've got Hunter Henry. They have a good team, and they've got a strong defense. I don't
defense.
See.
Yeah. Don't sleep on that defense, man. Like, I just
don't think tanking exists in the NFL. Too many guys are fighting for jobs. Contracts are too short for them to throw in a year.
And the seasons are too small, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could always start that quarterback you have, you know, that can't win more than one or two games.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly, it's true. I mean, I think it's like you could play the patience game, but it's like after another year of Keenan Allen or Melvin Gordon, like the running back position, it's like where are you going to be then? I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah,
to make those calls.
All right.
Give you the draft, man. You never know.
Next team up on the clock. We've got the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina. Go Carolina.
Old Carolina.
Carolina.
Hey, Pablo.
Just to get this clear, which is the better Carolina, North or South?
Come on, man.
South all day. Who is the GM of the Panthers?
That's a trap, guys.
That's me. It's Mike. I'm the GM. And we're going to – I already have the pick. I'm ready to go. Pick is in. The Carolina Panthers are going to work on that defense and draft Derrick Brown from Auburn.
Derrick Brown. Big nasty.
Yep. Like it. He tackled.
I think he's another guy. I think that, you know, it's not just because I'm a former line guy, but I think that offense and defensive lines are what win you games. And I think he's one of those guys that you could really build your defense around for years to come. I like his size. He's 6'5", 326.
Dang.
I like how the reports coming out of Auburn is that he was a great student as well. And he already graduated. I mean, I just think he's got a lot of the intangibles that oftentimes get overlooked, especially like a defensive lineman. He's somebody that's smart, that knows what's going on. I think he's a guy that, will be that staple in the defense for years to come. Plus with I don't think that at this point you want to address your quarterback in this draft because, you know, you got a guy for at least a year, address it next year. So Derrick Brown's the guy.
He's a monster, man. He's so good.
Yeah, there's some good defenders in this draft.
Have you noticed how long interior defenders are getting?
He's 6'5". That's insane. Yeah,
crazy.
It's crazy to see the length of the interior guys because it used to generally be right around, you know, the 6 foot guys, but they're getting long.
Taking the page out of the Niners playbook.
Uh-huh.
Armstead and Buckner. Even though Buckner's not there anymore.
Oh, that Niners line is crazy. Who's your player comparison real quick, Mike?
For this guy?
Yeah,
if you had one. I haven't thought about that, TJ. I haven't even thought about player comparison for him. Who would that be? Big, tall, defensive lineman.
I mean, Fletcher Cox comes to mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah, I'd go with him.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox. That's a good one. All right. Next up, we have the Arizona Cardinals. Who is our GM for the Arizona Cardinals?
That is me. It's Jake. With the Cardinals.
All right. TJ, I need a response from the Patriots GM. He hasn't got back to me yet.
Say what?
I need a response from the Patriots GM. I haven't heard back.
Oh,
from
did you message me? I swear I didn't.
And the pick is in for the Arizona Cardinals.
Don't steal my guy, Jake.
And the Cardinals with, what is it, the ninth pick?
Eighth pick.
With the eighth pick, the Cardinals select Mekhi Becton.
Okay.
Tackle out of Louisville.
Oh,
these, I mean, this is all for Kyler Murray. I mean, they put all their chips in his basket when they took him last year, and he's just, I mean, he's so short, but I think he's good. I think he has the potential to be good, but he definitely needs some space to work, and so they got to get those hogs up front and give him some time and some space to work his magic a little bit. And I think Becton is, I mean, he's huge, man. I mean, they talked about him being Jonathan Ogden type body type and then athleticism as well. So
Jonathan Ogden is a monster.
Yeah. I mean, well, what is he? I think he's like 6'7", like 340, and he ran like a 4.91. Not that that's like – I don't read too much into the 40 in general, especially now with linemen, but you got to kind of sit back and appreciate the athleticism and – just freak ability that is to be that big and move that fast. I think
when you can move like that, when you look at who these tackles have to block, I think it's really important how athletic they are for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't just get a big stiff out there and expect them to take on these edge rushers.
Yeah. When he mauls in the run game, if he gets his hands on him, it's over. He's so long and just huge. So, yeah.
Speaking from a team like Skyline that runs a very Kingsbury-esque offense, that length as your tackle, is that an advantage in that type of offense? Is that the kind of body you're looking for there?
Well, when you're pass protecting 75% of the time, I think it is. 100%.
Yeah, I think anytime you can get length, it's a bonus because it's just you are getting there that much quicker than the other guy.
Well, and you can engage that guy with your arms if they're fully stretched. Let's just say they're fully stretched and he can't get into your body. There's not a lot he can do. I mean, I think length is huge.
Probably extra important with Kyler Murray's height too, right?
Yeah.
And his hand size. You got to watch the hand size.
Hand size.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot of trench guys going early. It's an interesting draft so far. So next up, we have the Jaguars, the number 9 pick. Jaguars GM.
I am. Mike is the GM. So with the Jaguars,
about how into the trenches he is. So I'm predicting another lineman pick here.
I don't know about that. I think that the needs of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Maybe I'll say we, because I'm the GM. We were not very good against the pass this last year. So I'm going to select out of Florida, CJ Henderson with the 9th pick.
CJ Henderson with the 9th pick.
And if you didn't know, CJ stands for Chris Jr. Henderson. So that's why I picked him, just the name.
Chris Jr.
He comes out with a ton of accolades. I mean, he's got the size that you want. He's 6'1", 204. Unofficially, he ran a 4.39. Super athletic. He's considered across the country as one of the best corners in this year's draft. And he's the dude. He's going to help the Jaguars really get back to, you know, when the Jaguars were like showing any promise over the last 50 years. I don't know how long they've been an organization, is when they had a good defense. And I think that's what they got to get back to here, is getting back on the defensive side of the ball, because, you know, right now offensively they're not great. And so time to shore up that defense to win these 10-3 games.
As the Jaguars GM, is Fournette going to be dealed?
I don't think so. I don't see it in the cards coming up.
All right.
Sorry, I had a technical bladder issue. Who did the Jaguars take?
C.J. Anderson from Florida.
Dang, good pick. Good pick.
And he's a Miami native. He's a Florida guy. He fits in Jacksonville.
In state.
Dang it.
Yep, in state.
I love that pick.
All right. Good stuff for the Jaguars.
Well, this organization, we do things really well all the time. So,
well, and the Jaguars,
as history has shown,
I think they're eternally stuck at the ninth spot in the draft forever.
Right? No, that's so true.
Not bad quite enough to get like the game changers, like to get the really elite prospect, but get people that are good enough that they can leave after their fourth year.
Yeah, no man's land.
Well, and you lose Ramsey and Boye over a couple of years.
That's what I mean.
I think if we, you know, maybe we could make a play to get Blake Bortles back.
Oh. As long as it's like the Dijon mustard jerseys again, they can bring those back.
That's a good idea.
How are you feeling about the quarterback position as the GM?
I like Gardner Minshew because I like where he comes from, because he's an air raid guy, Washington State. But the quarterback situation is not great. I don't know. I think that we can ride with him for one more year, but maybe next year's draft we'll have to take a quarterback if we're the ninth spot again. We'll trade up.
Smart money's on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up in the 2020 mock draft, we have the Cleveland Browns. They have a wise and savvy GM. He really knows what he's
doing. Mike's cutting out. You there, Mike? We lost him.
Am I here?
It's frozen. For all of you listeners out there, he's frozen mid-sentence.
Come back. Come back, Browns.
Hey.
Are the Browns back?
You there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. Whew. Am I back now? Can you guys hear me?
Well, let's chat about the draft so far so we have some content on here.
You guys got
me
now?
He's back. All right.
I knew we couldn't go that far without some technical difficulties.
Hey, TJ, is he on Xfinity?
My guess is no. I hope not.
Man, he's struggling, man.
Phone calls at Xfinity right now are brutal, bro.
I bet.
The pandemic, it's like.
Well, everybody's on their computer all day.
Yeah, is it just overloading the servers?
Well, yeah, that and like, so I do like financing there. So I deal, people are like past due like all the time. So, but we're not shutting off internet, phone, or security, but. If they're too far behind, it pauses their TV boxes, which kind of sucks because everyone's stuck at home and they just unleash. It's great.
Nice. You guys got me now?
Yeah,
yep. We do.
Oh, good. I needed to get off the grid so that I could do some illegal dealing with the other GMs.
Well, then you got the appropriate jersey on.
The Browns have been on the phone. With the Denver Broncos GM, the Denver Broncos are trading up. They're swapping first-round picks and trading a third-rounder to move up and take Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Alabama.
Oh, wow. Dang it. I like it, though.
Jude.
Yeah, Jeudy, he's polished. He runs routes better than just about any receiver in the draft. And he's got – top line speed. I think he instantly brings a weapon where you can see if Drew Lock is for real and determine your needs moving forward. So I like the Judy pick. There's a lot of wide receiver needy teams in the first round. So that's why the Broncos felt like they had to move up there.
Good for them. Good for them.
Good for the Broncos.
And the Jets aren't happy about that.
Oh, I'm sure Jets they're not. Missed. I didn't get a call from the Jets.
Jets are staying put. Good move. Good move.
All right. So that puts on the clock New York Jets.
Yep. All right. So in lieu of your boy Judy, the Jets are going to go with C.C. Lamb, Oklahoma.
Okay. C.C. Lamb.
Yep, C.C. Lamb.
C.C. Lamb.
Is it C.D. or C.C.?
C.C.
C.D., that's right. Gosh.
And I think it's spelled out, too.
Yeah, it's huh? C-E-E-D-E.
C-E-D. It's so Southern, man.
Had you been available here, you would have gone with Judy?
Oh, yeah, I would have gone Judy, but, I mean, Lamb, like, because you look at it, kind of goes like Judy, Lamb, and then you got Henry Riggs, too? Ruggs, sorry, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Ruggs.
So, like, all those guys have their intangibles for sure, but they're kind of different. But I think the Jets are lacking, like, an outside guy. Like, who's the guy with the crazy hair? Roby Anderson, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They need something at wide receiver big time. Big time. So I think he'll be a good weapon for Darnold. Give him some more confidence, and I think that's the best move. Get a receiver for the Jets.
It's always smart when you have a young quarterback like that to start giving him a few weapons too.
Where did Robbie Anderson go? He left, right? And didn't he get signed somewhere this year?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think he did. I'm not sure though.
But Robbie Anderson's always like that guy where it's like he'll have like two catches for 100 yards 1 week, you know, and a touchdown, and then the next week, like, he'll have one catch for, like, 5 yards. It's like
there's
no consistency with him. So.
It's true. Very true. All right.
He's very streaky.
So next on the clock, we have the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, anybody else thought it looked really weird when you're looking at draft boards and it said Las Vegas? Kind of caught me off guard.
It definitely did.
It does. The LV, right? Like,
yeah, it's odd.
I think it's awesome. And it's so the most cool. Fitting team to be there.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I think it was on Barstool where they were talking if the stadium's not ready, they may play in Salt Lake.
I did hear that. They were saying that they might host like a few games here.
And Barstool was just going off. Like, that's like the worst place on earth for them to play a game.
Of course they are. Like
the worst fitting
poor Utah, place.
It was like 60% of Utahns don't even go to the store on Sundays, let alone go to a Raiders game.
Let me ask you this though, Mike. So if you are Utah and you're trying to convince the NFL to have games here, are you going to try and sell them on the U of U stadium or in Provo? Are we going BYU or Utah stadium?
You have to go Utah, and I think
yeah, you also
because if you use Utah, you could show because Utah plays basketball on Sundays. They'd probably want to look at like the attendance of that, and I think that the overwhelming majority of sports fans in Utah would attend an NFL game on Sunday.
Oh, definitely,
regardless of.
Right.
What they feel. I think a no-brainer. No, go ahead.
Well, I think the tech corridor could be a huge part too.
What?
It's just the tech, like the tech industry here, like how many people it's bringing in from out of state. I think that could be
not
something.
Utah natives for sure.
Yeah, and just a lot of people. So kind of like what we saw with the Warriors, kind of revitalized their fan base. So.
That'd be so cool if we had NFL games here. It'd be sweet.
I'd cry. Well, the Raiders picks in because John Gruden said so. He's got his guy. We're going with Henry Ruggs. Bama.
So that three receivers in a row,
back
right?
Back to back.
Well, they're all really good. Like, you can't – and then they're there for those, like, teams. Like, I don't know.
You see this happen a lot in drafts too, where teams take a player of a position and then they all just rattle off the board.
Right.
No, but what do you like about Ruggs? What's his qualities as a receiver that fits well with the Raiders?
Well, so I watched some tape on this guy, right? So a lot of people were saying he's like Tyreek Hill 2.0. And at first I was like, kind of like, oh, come on, no. But the dude's a beast. Like, he's got those intangibles, like speed. You can give him the ball. You can do special things with him. You can put him in the slot. You can put him outside. He's one of those speed kills kind of guys.
Awesome. Good stuff.
The only person I've seen disappointed with a sub 4.240.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Yeah, he ran like a 4.28 and was like upset that it wasn't faster.
I remember being thrilled when I dropped below a 5.0.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, next on the clock, we've got the 49ers. It looks like a trade is in.
It is indeed.
So the Eagles are trading their third-round pick, number 103, and their first-round, number 21, to the Niners for the 13th pick.
Woo!
So the Eagles are on the clock. Just gonna move these here. And, you know, this is I own the Eagles. I am the GM of the Eagles. I didn't have intentions of trading up with the Eagles here. But as this player kind of fell down the draft boards, I got more and more excited about it.
So,
the Eagles are selecting cornerback Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State University.
How did he fall that far?
I don't know. And for the Eagles, they need that lockdown corner. They haven't had it for a while. Not since Nnamdi Asamoah.
Nnamdi. Wow.
Oh.
But this is too good of a player to pass up. I was looking at my teams that were in need of a corner and trying to make some moves to get up there, because that him falling all the way to the 13th pick that's a good get. That might be the best value in the first round so far.
Well, that's huge. It is.
And Jake, do you like your haul as the Niners?
I do. The Niners don't have they don't have a pick after the first round till like the sixth round or something like that, or like late fifth. So get a little draft capital and move back a few spots. I think it's a solid move.
Very good move. Yeah, and what I like about Okuda is he's high-end athlete. He can play zone, he can play man, and he's proven it against some of the best competitions. So that's what I really like about him here for the Eagles.
Player comparison?
What was that?
Player comparison at all?
Player comparison for Okuda? I would compare him to, like, Darius Slay would be a good comparison for him. Kind of good athleticism. He's long, but he's not, like, Richard Sherman long. Moves well. I really like Okuda a lot.
Especially that pick, 13.
Yeah, 13 is a good spot to get him. All right, so the Cleveland Browns are on the clock at number 14. That's also my team. The GM's got some work to do on this one. You know what I'm realizing is I haven't kept a running list of who's been picked, so I'm worried about a repick.
You'll be all right. Just pick away, and we'll make funny if you took someone that we've already taken.
That seems fair, I guess.
Do we give any credence to these rumors that OBJ is out of Cleveland, that they're trying to trade him?
I think
I don't know. I mean, as the GM, I probably should know, but I don't know what to buy on that one. I think it's kind of inevitable, but I also don't see – I don't see them getting what they want for him. Yeah. Like, the drafts or the picks that they would get for OBJ, they couldn't replace with a player of his caliber. So, I don't know. kind of a tough call.
Right.
So I don't see you getting a wide receiver in the second or third round that's as good as OBJ, and I don't see you getting a first rounder for him.
That's a good point.
Well, and just why did you – like, there's rumors of the Vikings, like, which I find funny. So Mike Zimmer's like a hard-nosed coach, so they got rid of Stephon Diggs because he couldn't handle him. So then you're going to bring in Odell, who's kind of a headache too. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting move for sure. Do you think he still has it? Do you think the drop in production is Cleveland, or do you think it's him just being less effective as a receiver?
Hard to say. I think
it's mostly Cleveland, though. I think Freddie Kitchens was in way over his head.
Definitely.
But I think he also – I mean, it's at least it seems most of the time when guys get, like, a serious injury, it takes them about a year, especially if they're elite, like a year or two to get back to being who they really were. And when he broke his ankle 2 years ago, I think that kind of affected him even still a little bit. So,
good point.
All right, well, the pick is in for the Cleveland Browns. With the 14th pick, the Cleveland Browns select offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs from Iowa.
Okay.
He hasn't been selected, right?
No, he hasn't. That's a good pick.
Okay. So I get what I want is the Browns here. It's who I wanted at the 10th pick. I wanted the offensive tackle. That's the offensive tackle I wanted. I was able to move back a few picks and acquire some capital. So I'm happy with what I did there.
Like it.
Trying to get your boy Baker a little protection, a little help.
Yeah, I think when you have – it's kind of similar to what Denver has going on. If you have a quarterback that you're trying to get that for sure, is this our guy, you've got to remove the questionables around them. So you got to get them a good line. You already have good receivers, good running back, and then you can tell if Baker's really going to be the guy. There's no excuses at that point. So.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Tampa Brady – or Tampa Bay.
Tampa Brady.
Number 15th pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who's our GM there?
It's me, Jake.
Jake and the Buccaneers are on the clock.
All right. Pick is in for the Bucs. And with the 15th pick in the draft, the Bucs select Andrew Thomas, tackle out of Georgia.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a pick for need, yeah. I mean,
the Tom Brady chose that, right?
Pretty much. Might as well have. One, it was going to be worse, but – was a little late on the draw with that one, so. But Andrew Thomas is solid too, out of Georgia. I mean, you just got to get protection for Brady. He's not as fleet of foot as he once was, if that was even ever the case.
No.
And because they got the weapons with Evans and with Godwin, and then Arians running the show, they got the potential to light some people on fire offensively. So if they can get him some time. We might see a little flash of the 07 Patriots.
Do you imagine if Tampa Bay like went and won the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, and the only thing I would think is their defense, but their defense even started playing solid last year at the end. Like, I mean, they've got some guys on that side that can play. But
who stands to benefit the most from the Tom Brady pickup, player wise?
I mean, I got to say Mike Evans and Godwin, even though they put up a lot of numbers with Winston, you got to think with 30 picks, how many more plays were out there to make? I mean,
yeah,
I think they're both going to put up over 1,000 again, at least. I mean,
I'm excited to see it. I'm not really a Tampa Bay guy, but I'm excited to see it.
But you got to think of how much better the Bucs would have been without 30 turnovers. That's crazy.
Well, and that's just picks.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's so not even counting because he lost like I can't give a number that it actually was, but I mean I know he had his fair share of troubles with fumbling as well. Like he really struggled to hold on to the ball when he got sacked.
Do you have any butt fumbles? That would've been great, huh?
Butt fumble.
So the Bucks throughout the whole season were -13 on the turnover ratio.
Jeez.
Overall.
That's terrible.
It's not very good.
He lost five fumbles, so that 35 turnovers just for
Jameis. Just for Jameis. Dude, that's like three a game almost. That's two and a half.
They said that there was – I mean, I don't give a ton of stuff to PFF, but, like, they talked about how many throws that were interceptable too. It was like – it was even more. Like, there were plenty of more that there could have been if the guys had just caught it or whatever happened in those throws. But he had a ton of interceptable passes as well.
You imagine being was that week six versus Carolina, and they're – the Buccaneers were -6 in turnovers. Oh, you try to win a football game like that? Like, it's not happening.
I love his moxie, though, to just say, I know I'm one of the best in the league. Think of how good I'd be without those 30 interceptions. It's like,
yeah. He said he was a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Well, he's like, you look at the numbers, I'm balling.
I'm balling. Yeah.
We just got to fix. You know what I'm talking about.
Got to eat them W's.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me sick.
Awkward speech I've ever seen him. Oh.
That was really difficult to watch that. That was tough. I felt for him. Like, oh, come on. No.
Well, when you see Deshaun Jackson in the background, like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
You see this right here? Let's eat a W. Let's eat a W today. Come on, bro. Those aren't crab legs.
Right.
All right. Number 16, we have the Atlanta Falcons. Who's our Falcons GM?
That is me over here.
I'm loving those new uniforms.
Yeah, they look pretty good. Pretty good. Todd Gurley's one.
Pretty good.
I wish they would have gotten the Deion, like the old school Deions, though. Just, you know, kept that.
Well, did y'all see the little feud that Deion and Todd Gurley were having?
I like it.
Because Todd Gurley wanted to wear 21.
Oh,
I was like, you shouldn't do that. And he's like, I'm going to do that.
Good for him.
I can't wait to hear Sanders' jaw about it all season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we're going to – the Falcons are pretty shored up on offense. We're going to go to the defensive side of the ball here. We're going to take an edge rusher, Kalaven Chasen from LSU.
Ooh, good choice.
Not sure if I said that right or not.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's another one of those guys that just looking at how he's built, you're like, how could he not succeed?
Yeah, exactly. And I always think that if you want, like, the surest pick, it's always D linemen out of the SEC. Like, you really can't go wrong with a lot of them. Most of them are always pretty good. All of them have seen great talent throughout their career, and they were never just – they're never going against, like, tiny offensive linemen that aren't as good as they were. So I think that's always a big plus.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
He has 9-inch hands too, so
it's good. Damn.
Nine and 7/8, almost 10 inches.
Hand size is the most important thing. You know that.
The only thing that matters.
Across the board.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Falcons get their edge rusher. They lost Vic Beasley, right? Didn't he go to the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they need some help on the edge. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, the favorites for the 2020 Super Bowl. The Dallas Cowboys at pick 17.
Well, so me and my son Steven decided to go with someone special, and my South Carolina boys are going to like this pick. I went Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina.
That's a pretty good Jerry Jones, and that's a great pick.
Is he a good leader?
Yeah. You say he's a leader.
We got our war daddy. No, that's a really good pick. What do you like about Kinlaw?
Well, I think that now that the Marinelli era is over, like with bringing in, you know, the new coaching staff and whatnot defensively, like he's an interior guy who can like rip it up. Like he's good against the run. He's good on pressure. You can keep him in all the sets, nickel, you know, 4-3, whatever. He's a beast. He's a high motor guy. I hate that term, but
high motor. He's not white.
But yeah, no, I love Kinlaw.
I really like those cliches though. Like that high motor guy. He's fast twitch.
He's a gym rat.
He's gym rat, yeah.
They're just code words, man. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Kinlaw's another one though. That he's 6'6". Like that's a big interior guy.
Kinlaw's a monster.
Right, and for him,
when they beat Georgia, he just ate those guards up. It was unreal.
Yep, exactly. And like Mike was saying, SEC like D linemen, like most of the time, like you're gonna hit. And for Kinlaw to fall to 17, because on a lot of mocks he's going a lot higher. So I just love it.
All right, go Cowboys with the 17th. I think that nudges them as favorites for sure.
Oh, definitely. By far.
The only thing they need
to gotta push it over the top.
All right, the Dolphins are back on the clock.
Oh, just another beautiful pick. Well, I think that we got our quarterback ready to roll. The Dolphins with this pick we're gonna go with safety out of Alabama, Xavier McKinley.
Ooh-wee. Xavier McKinley. That's kind of that Minka Fitzpatrick replacement.
Yeah, we needed a safety. I initially had – I didn't think he'd fall to here, but I figured it might have to trade up to get him. I was thinking of Tyrell Burgess, but, you know, he's not going to be until second round. So, we got a good pick here, I think. We got a solid dude. It'll be a good safety for us.
He is solid.
Yeah, the Cowboys would probably be one of those teams you're worried about pulling him, right?
Yes, exactly. So, getting him here is big. We'd have to go a couple different directions if we didn't have him.
All right, well, the Niners, so the Dolphins earlier got the quarterback of the future. Now they've got a safety. They're building.
Hey, GM of the Eagles, look at your messages.
Oh, ooh. Gotcha.
Collusion.
Okay, the Raiders are up. They're on the clock at 19.
Yes, they are.
The Raiders.
Who's the Raiders GM?
That's me.
All right, cool.
And this is are we on 19, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So with the 19th pick in the NFL draft, picks in Raiders go Patrick Queen, LSU. Ooh.
How many is that for LSU now? Is that three in the first?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's three in the first. Pretty impressive. Must be why they won an NC.
Right. And Patrick Queen's a beast, and we have a necessity to bring in linebackers. Like, they were bringing in players like Bursett last year, and just a mess. Like, their D-line's not bad. Like, it's pretty good. They got some young guys there, but their linebacker corps sucks. So, it's a need.
Now, they should be a team that you definitely see get better, the Raiders, as they go in through some of these picks, because they've acquired a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah, they're in an interesting spot. I thought maybe there was the potential for the quarterback pick, but
right.
I know.
I could have gone
a lot of different ways.
Taking some, you know, I was looking at like the bait and I was thinking about it, but I was like, I don't know. I just like that idea of what they need linebackers.
No, Patrick Queen, I think he's a stud.
Yeah, and you can see on their draft picks from last year, they had three first rounders last year, two this year, so they're building. They're going to be, if they aren't good soon, then they really know that Gruden isn't going to work out, because they've had tons of picks.
Right.
Okay, Jaguars are on the clock at 20.
All right, this may take a minute. Got to work some collusion.
I like collusion. I hope it comes my way.
I don't know if it will. We'll see.
Well, we've got a second. As Cowboy fans, do you like McCarthy?
I actually really like it.
You like that move?
I know the flashier thing would have been, you know, a younger college coach, but I like the experienced coach coming in to be able to be their own man with Jerry Jones. You worry with a young coach like Lincoln Riley, is Jerry going to kind of manipulate and turn him into what he wants him to be rather than, you know, like a head coach like Barry Switzer or Jimmy Johnson that'll actually stand up to him, or Bill Parcells. So I like it personally.
Yeah, I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. So not that that's the end all be all necessarily, but he's proven he can do it.
Anything that's not Jason Garrett at this point is
refreshing.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know you're going to miss the clapping.
Oh, the clap. The
clapper. Anything happens, he claps.
I don't like a coach that's overly emotional, but I really don't like just the completely flat either. It drives me nuts.
Right.
All right, the pick is in. The 20th pick, we're going to go edge rusher Terrell Lewis out of Alabama.
Ooh, yes.
Love that. Josh Allen last year, get another edge rusher this year.
Man, Bama and their freaking pass rushers, man, is crazy, and linebackers nuts. Good pick.
Josh Allen.
All in on Minshew Mania.
Only worry we have is we don't have a really good quarterback, but defensively we're going to be good.
So earlier you picked up a corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so get a corner, get a pass rusher. Those are the two positions.
You had Josh Allen last year too, which helps a lot.
Yeah, it's looking nice.
When I made that pick, you know, I was like, this is good for the future back in 2019.
Because you got some mean dudes on both sides now. Like, good luck.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
All right, so the Niners who traded down are up at the 21st pick. They got one of my favorite players from the draft last year in Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, he's great.
Good pick.
Bosa was unreal too, man.
Real quick, who's the Ravens GM?
That's me as well.
Okay.
Okay, so Jake is on the clock with the Niners.
What are you doing, bud? Say hi to your uncle.
What do you guys think of Shanahan and blowing those, air quote it, but blowing leads? Put any stock in that?
No. Into what? Sorry?
Shanahan and blowing leads.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think so. I think that when people criticize a coach of blowing a lead, it's usually all hindsight. And if the ball would have bounced the other way, everyone would have been praising his prowess and his genius, which I think would happen. You know, if the 49ers won the Super Bowl, they go, wow, those calls he made, they were just great. Like, that's smart. That's how it needs to be done. But, you know, when it doesn't bounce your way, they always tend to be really critical and overcritical of that, which, you know, it's the armchair Monday morning quarterback. It's always how it goes.
Yeah.
I'd say no. I mean, you don't get to the Super Bowl if you're a terrible football coach.
It is unfortunate that it played out like that, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because if he had just straight up lost without that lead, I don't even think anybody would be talking about
the Falcons
thing anymore.
Nope. And he wasn't the head coach of the Falcons, you know.
And you can only bottle up that Chiefs offense for so long.
Yep. It's true.
All right, the pick is in for the 49ers. With the 21st pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Jordan Love.
Okay, wow.
Jordan Love.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big the splash.
Yep.
I think that's our surprise pick so far.
Definitely is.
Very much so, Jake.
So, Niners, why do you go with Love here?
Well, I mean, if we're playing the actual press conference game, then I just say that he's the best player available, and we liked him a lot. And, but my personal opinion is I think they've got every other piece and I think their weakest link is quarterback. I think Jimmy G's he's okay, but he misses so many throws that just – and more so than the throw he missed in the Super Bowl. It's not even that. It's just other things. He just – and on top of it, he's shown to be a little injury prone. I still don't think he's over his knee injury. So I think it's a little bit of an insurance policy. If he happens to go down again, you have somebody that can potentially light it up a little bit. So,
all right. That's a big surprise.
The splash pick right there. I like it.
Is there a worry of what it does psychologically to your starting quarterback when you take a quarterback in the first round?
I mean, everybody's human, but at the same time, like, they're getting paid millions of dollars to be professionals. So I feel like you kind of got to buck it up a little bit. Like, then he should play better. Like, if he's going to feel that much pressure, then hopefully it does that and makes Jimmy G play at the next level that they were hoping he could play at, and then it's a win-win. So, because I just think they're so rock solid everywhere else, and that window doesn't stay open very long. And so I guarantee they're going to put all their chips in this year again, or we are. If Jimmy G goes down, like, so do their hopes. So they got to have a little bit of a backup plan to that. So,
yeah. All right.
Just going all in. I'll chip center table.
Go get it, right?
So the Vikings are on the clock at 22. And I am the GM of the Vikings. And the Vikings have dealt their second-round pick to the Patriots for Joe Thuney, offensive lineman, all-pro. So that doesn't affect this round, but I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay.
Offensive line is an area the Vikings need to address, but they can do it through a second-round trade rather than a first-round pick.
Right.
So 22, the Vikings make things really awkward and select Trayvon Diggs, cornerback, Alabama, who is the little brother of Stephon Diggs.
Awkward! Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, it makes for an awkward situation, but we have guys in our organization that are paid the big bucks to smooth all that over, so we should be good.
Sounds like they're kind of like, hey, just don't be a dick like your brother. We'll draft you in the first round. Move up for you.
Yeah, you know, we got to go with Diggs here because we have a need at corner. He's a proven corner in one of the better conferences in college football, and he's got a rare combination of size and speed. He just looks the part of an NFL corner, so that's why we go with him.
Like it.
Okay, next up is the New England Patriots. Who's
that's
the Patriots
me.
GM? TJ?
That's me. Yep.
This will be one of the more interesting picks in the draft, I think, here, to see kind of what they do. So make it good, TJ.
Post-Brady era, right?
Yeah, it's the first time. Like, they really need a lot of things. Like, it hasn't happened for the Patriots in a while. A lot of position needs.
About time.
It's true. And right. Me and Bill were taking a good look at Jordan Love, but he's off.
Yeah, he got him.
So we're going to go with Justin Jefferson, wide receiver, LSU. Ooh,
okay.
It's a good pick.
It's a need. We need some speed on the outside. Edelman's not getting any younger. Not sold on, the guy they drafted last
Harry.
Year? Huh?
N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, like, I like him, but like, he.
I think he's good.
No, I just think Jefferson's like, go get him.
Do you guys see any teams going into the Antonio Brown experiment this next year?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
The Bucks.
I have heard the Bucks.
Arians already squashed that, though.
That's true. That's a good point. I think that if there was one place for it to happen, it would have been there, so probably not anymore.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And you want to keep them away from – if you have a team that's kind of growing into a culture and growing into what you want them to be, you want to keep them away from that. But if you're one explosive player away, it's tempting.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Okay, Saints are on the clock at 24.
Ooh, Saints. I like this one. Who's the Saints?
I am.
Okay.
With the Saints.
Jackson.
This one's going to take me just a second. What's that?
This is another team that might have looked at Love.
Mm-hmm. I stole him for myself.
Oh, okay, well, bring her up here. It's fine. I'm almost done. This will be like 10 more minutes.
Mike, do you have a first-round grade on Love?
Me?
Yeah, do you think he's a first-rounder?
I think so, yeah. I think that if the 49ers didn't pick him up in our draft, I think that the Patriots do. They need to start building and have some idea of what they're going to do in the future with their quarterback spot, and I think he's going to be that guy.
Yeah. You're not a big Jared Stidham guy?
I haven't seen him play enough, honestly. I probably need to do my research a little bit better on him, but no. What do you think?
I kind of feel like their backup has been the same guy for 200 years.
Yeah.
Like Matt Castle, Garoppolo, or something. Like they're Matt all kind of that same build and play style.
I mean, I think that it's not college football, right? Like, it's not going to be where when the top guy leaves, the second guy comes in. Like, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
If they're a second guy in the league, they're going to be a second guy in the league for a reason. Usually not how it works. I know due to injury and stuff and things like that, it can happen. Like, obviously, like Tom Brady was a backup, but he was a drafted rookie too. So it's a little bit different. You get collusion going on over there, Jake? What?
No, I just – the Saints are in an interesting spot where they could go a lot of different ways because they have a lot of things in place already.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's harder with the teams that don't have as many needs.
Yeah. When it's really – I'm just kind of looking between – it's mostly come down to a couple guys, but – I'm going to go with the pick is in for the Saints.
Ooh.
With the 24th pick, the Saints select Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma.
Kenneth Murray's a good one. I like him. He's a good athlete.
Yeah, he's been at Oklahoma. He started at Oklahoma, I think, his whole career, maybe on the side of his first year. And he's just a stud, and that's really like the one spot that the Saints have. Well, not the one. They've got a couple, but a really big one outside of DeMario Davis. They don't really have anybody else. And so I think it'll be a good compliment to him, shore up that defense a little bit. Thought about quarterback, but I mean, it seems like that he's grooming Taysom Hill for that spot. So I don't think they really need it, especially in the first round. So I think Kenneth Murray's a solid linebacker.
All right, good pick. All right, at 25, the Minnesota Vikings. They got their corner earlier. I will be on the clock as their GM, and they know what they need, so they're already got their pick in. The Minnesota Vikings at the 25th pick select T. Higgins, wide receiver, Clemson.
Ooh, okay.
He's a real catch radius guy. Catches everything that's thrown to him. Got a catch radius.
You want to know what's interesting? I thought about the other day. Remember T. Martin?
Yeah, old T. Martin.
Both Tennessee guys, like both T, spelled the same way. It's very interesting. But I love that pick.
Yeah, T. Higgins is a good receiver, and it's what the Vikings need. So,
right, it's a good move.
Next up on the clock, we've got the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami.
The Dolphins don't have very many picks, so it's going to be tough for them to get some young talent. So this is a tough pick because it's very – we're kind of in a dilemma here. Do you build with offensive line or do you give some weapons to Herbert? Or, you know, it's kind of a tricky spot that I think that we're in here. I really should be keeping a list of who's been drafted because I really don't want to make a pick of somebody who's been drafted already.
Well, I was told just do it, and then we'll make fun of you when it happens.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. All right, so we really have like two options. We have our sexy pick, and we have the pick we should probably take. And I hope that the pick that we probably should take hasn't been drafted yet. If I do take someone that's already been drafted, you can rename the podcast if we want. It's fine. Just a Mike. Mike, Jake, and TJ and some other guy. Some hack.
Mike and the Hack. Very nice.
Mike and the Hack. Hacked Up Sports. Here it is. So we are going to help out. We're going to give Herbert a little bit of protection, and we're going to go with Jedrick Willis or Wills from Alabama, offensive tackle.
Oh.
Did you take him?
Yeah.
By who?
I was like, he's like.
He might have been the first tackle taken.
Yeah, I took him. Yeah, it was.
Damn, I knew it.
I can give you the best available tackle.
It felt so good. I was like, this is a good pick, but all right, fine. We'll go with our sexy pick. And if this guy's been taken already, we're in big trouble.
Sexy's good.
But if this guy's been taken already, I either haven't been paying attention or I'm just an idiot. So it could be one of those two. We're going to go with Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin.
Ooh. Taylor from Wisconsin.
Love it.
Probably should have went offensive line, but, you know, we can find offensive linemen somewhere else, I guess.
No, I like the sexy there. I do.
They're easy to find, right?
He tried to go offensive line, but the commissioner informed you he's already been taken.
Well,
we just figured that our pick meant more, so.
you're playing the pity card. You thought they might feel bad enough for the Dolphins. They'd be like, well, come on, guys. Just let them.
Well, we thought that that good old Jedrick was kind of a club guy, and Miami's, you know, topped it all, so he'd choose us instead.
Yeah, it was a good try. Good attempt.
Yeah.
Well, what's the depth chart situation at running back and over there? Like, Taylor's a need, right?
I mean, yeah, he is. I mean, Jordan Howard's projected to be the first guy, but yeah, he's a former fifth-round pick. I think that I really do, and it's not just because I picked him, but I really think Jonathan Taylor's going to be good.
I do too.
I mean, that dude tore it up at Wisconsin. I think that he could do the same. But the issue is now if we don't have an offensive line, he's not going to do anything. So true. It's always tricky.
Well, you always worry out of Wisconsin that they aren't as adept in the passing game.
Yeah. Right. He could be a system guy, as they say.
Well, that's another good draft term. He's a system guy.
System guy, yeah.
He is a system guy.
All right, Seattle Seahawks, 27.
All right, so.
Hey, TJ, will you pick someone that's already been picked so I don't feel bad?
No, I swear I almost did. Because I was just thinking about the Seahawks, and I was going to go, I think you picked the D end I wanted to pick here. But since he's not available, I'm going to go Santos. I'm not going to say his first name. Santos out of Penn State, edge rusher.
Mm.
Oh, you mean Gross
Matos.
Mason. Yeah, Gross what?
Matos.
Matos, yes, Gross Matos. Okay.
So you went ahead and you
think, I said that like I really knew it, and I honestly
didn't. It's kind of
speaking with authority.
I know.
Really. It reminds me of Stelio Kantos, Mikey.
Stelio Kantos, yeah.
That was on the other day. I was dying.
Gross Matos, he does. He reminds me of he just has the NFL body, kind of like the lineman that the Niners have been picking. Just looks the part.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the Seahawks finished last in sacks last year, which after the Legion of Boom and that whole thing, like their defense was, you know, superior. But the last couple of years, it has not been good. So they need to rebuild that part. So
Have you guys heard of his story? Corners.
Say what?
Have you guys heard Gross Matos' story, like his upbringing?
No, let's hear it real quick.
Oh, it's brutal.
Is it?
It's been a minute, but like he witnessed like all this family death growing up. You'll have to look, again. I'm paraphrasing a lot, but I just it's been a minute, but I remember it just like I think he walked in on one of his parents that had died, and I think a sister died. It's pretty awful. So he's been through a lot, so sometimes that can play a factor. So I think it's a good pick.
That's crazy. Well, on that note, Baltimore Ravens are up at 28.
So there was a trade here, right, Jake?
There was a trade.
Yes. Dallas Cowboys moved up, gave their – which two picks were they, Jake?
The second and the third?
Second and third, yes. So Cowboys move up to get Grant Delpit, safety LSU.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a big move for the Cowboys. Two picks, but they got the safety they need.
Yeah, I just think that there's a need with safety, and, I want a corner, but Mike took my boy out of Florida early, so.
Well, you can draft him, too.
Huh?
Yeah, just take
him. You can pick him, too. Just pick
him out. Right. No, but, there's a needed secondary. I like Xavier Woods, but he's gone, and definitely need a spot there. And I'm glad he's gone, if I'm being honest. But
do you expect much production from HaHa?
I do. I just think that, between the secondary, like Delpit's like versatile, like so you could plug him into a lot of spots, and I don't know. I just like it. Beef up that secondary.
All right, so Cowboys take Delpit. 29. It's the Titans.
Time, Jake. What are you going to do?
Dude. Well, it was going to be Gross Matos. Really liked him.
I heard Justin tough. Herbert's available.
I think Jordan Love might be as well.
Yeah, just go ahead and draft him.
It's also tough because – I'm still crossing my fingers that they can pull Clowney somehow. That they can, they're still in those sweepstakes, but who knows where that's going since he still hasn't even signed. But that would definitely change things. But with Gross Matos gone, with the 29th pick, the Tennessee Titans select Jalen Johnson.
Ooh, nice.
Utah.
There he is.
Good pick.
Are you biased there, Jake, or is that a true, like, he's the guy pick?
Oh, well, a little bit of both, but he's been mocked to the Titans several times. We're losing Logan Ryan, most likely, because we're trying to put all the chips in for Clowney with the available cap room left. Mm-hmm. And so that just leaves us with, Butler and Adoree, no, Malcolm Butler and Adoree, Jackson are. They're solid, but I think we just need that third guy to really shore it up. And I think Jalen Johnson's that guy. I think he's a stud. I mean, he was on some of the best defenses that Utah's had in a while, and I think he's a big part of that, big reason for it.
Good stuff.
So
I like that.
Big cool guy.
All right. Pick 30 in the first round, the Green Bay Packers.
Tua Tuck. No, I'm just kidding.
Joe Burrow, quarterback.
can we take Joe Burrow?
I can't believe you fell this far.
We haven't been paying much attention, but we're taking Joe. All right. Let's see here. What do we got on our
Joe Exotic
board?
Joe Exotic. So sick.
While Mike's looking, speaking of Joe Exotic, I saw a meme of if Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers had a baby.
And oh, yeah, Joe Exotic did that one.
Yeah, I saw that.
I hadn't seen that. That's funny.
Great.
It was fantastic.
That's hilarious.
Have all you guys finished that series?
Yeah.
I haven't even watched it yet. I've been mocked by Jake already, so go ahead. Do it again.
I'm gonna realize the
Packers had two first rounders last year either.
I mean, Mike, you gotta be one of like five people that hasn't seen it yet.
I know, I can tell every time I log into social media, it's like, check out this thing, and I'm like, ha.
Carol Baskin.
That's so funny. I get it. Makes sense to me, guys. LOL.
Good stuff.
I mean, the parallels are endless with Joe Burrow, LSU Tigers, Cincinnati Bengals.
It's true.
His name's Joe.
I bet Joe Burrow's pissed. Like, he's like, man, they're going to just call me Exotic Joe now.
Dude, he should just ride that train, though. He should just ride that gravy train. All the merch he could sell with that.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, man. He should hop on that thing and not look back. That's smart. Yeah.
I like where your head's at, Jake.
He's got the swagger to do it, too, man. He's got that little smoking the cigars after the championship. He's got that. He's got a little bit of that in him, I think.
Definitely. That Burrow with the Louisiana spelling was one of the coolest things. They're not Louisiana. Yeah. French spelling.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, right? All right, the pick is in. I think that, and I've thought this for years, maybe not years, maybe just a little bit, but I think that the one thing the Packers constantly need is they always need to get – Aaron Rodgers needs more weapons. And I think they do that here, and what's what we're going to do here. My computer's freezing. Can you guys still hear me?
Yep,
I got you.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to go with Michael Pittman out of USC.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Wide receiver.
That's sexy.
Size. He's somebody I think that Aaron Rodgers can do well with because he's the guy that if you just put the ball up, like a 50-50 guy, he's going to win a lot of those battles. And I think Aaron Rodgers does that quite a bit with his ad-libbing. And so he needs a wide receiver that can complement that and not just catch the ball and – you know, he runs a route in a progression, but can ad lib and make big plays when Rodgers gets in trouble and just puts the ball up. And I think he's going to fit that pretty well.
Oh, you like fans know what he can do, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I was just going to say that. Like, he single-handedly, knocked the Utes out of a college playoff chance. Like, Michael Pittman destroyed us.
All right, Niners up at 31.
All right. So the pick is in with the Niners. And with the 31st pick, the Niners select LaVisca Chenault, wide receiver from Colorado.
Okay. That was another one I was deciding between. I couldn't decide, but it was a good pick.
I've heard a lot of good things about him the last week.
He's a beast. He's a beast. He's huge. And he's fast. He's a big guy. And they clearly – I mean, their offense went to another level the second they got Sanders – or we got Sanders. And now since we lost him, that's a big hole that we need to fill. And I think just goes along the lines of us putting everything towards these next year or two to go win a Super Bowl. I think he can help us do that. Gives another weapon for whoever's under center for us. And so – and he's good complement to Debo. He can kind of stretch the defense if he needs to. He can go up and get it. He's big enough to run across the middle, take a few hits. So I think he allows for Shanahan to use his creativity even more.
Do you as the Niners peek at Odell Beckham?
No, just because of the price. I think this draft is so deep at wide receiver that I think you can get someone that's – maybe he's not as much of a superstar as Odell, but for the price is well worth it. So,
what do you guys think is the most, like, easily transitionable position, like, from college to the pros? Like, coming in and just being able to play right away. Do you think it's wide receiver? I think it might be.
I would say D-line.
D-line?
I'd say running back.
Ooh, that's a good one. Snapper. That's a good one. I actually might change mine. I think running back might be it. Because you see a lot of rookie running backs kill it, especially lately. That's true.
And their shelf life's so short.
Yeah, and then, I mean, and then they're gone in 5 years.
Right.
So, I'd probably have to agree with that. Yeah. But, I mean, look, I mean, the Niners are a perfect example. I mean, they had three different guys that they would rotate between, and every single one of them had success because their line was so good. And the scheme itself, too, but the line was good, and so you could almost plug anybody back there.
Yeah, because you got Coleman,
Breida, and Breida. Mostert.
Yes, I always forget. I always have trouble saying it's Mostert, right?
Yeah.
Well, they still have Jerick McKinnon too, right?
I think they cut him. Think they cut him this year. I think they cut him this offseason, I think.
Some depth, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, the final pick of the draft at 32, the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm fielding offers for this pick, but with Jordan Love gone, this pick isn't as valuable. I think if Love isn't taken by this pick in the first round, this is a spot that the Chiefs would really be looking to trade back for people that want to come up and get Love before it gets to the second round. So,
right.
But with him gone, the Chiefs will address a need, and they're going to take Jeff Gladney, the corner from TCU.
Ooh, I like that pick.
Again, not super sexy, but it's what they need.
Right. Because what, they re-signed Breland, but who's on the other side besides Breland?
Don't they have Fuller? Don't they have a Fuller brother?
Yes, Fuller. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
But that's not Marcus Peters.
Their secondary needs some love, though, for sure.
Yep. So, yeah, that's our mic'd up sports guest star, first round of the draft. I don't think we're going to get to discussing later round stuff, so maybe we'll do a follow-up episode later. But
whatever, man. We got six more rounds to go. Let's do it.
Let's just rifle through it. You know, let's do the supplementary draft while we're at it, too.
Exactly. My wife's going to murder me mid-third round probably. So
it took us 2 hours to get through round one. Could you imagine the rest? That'd be
– Oh, man, it's too much.
The reason ESPN breaks it up.
I've really missed sports and football, so that's probably why I went on for so long.
No, I loved it. It's fun.
Yeah, thank goodness the NFL's still doing it because we got nothing else right now, man.
Right. I can't wait.
All right. Well, Mic'd Up Sports signing out. Thank you guys for listening.
Later, you guys.
Peace. See ya.